कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम राम। सो ऑन दिस ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ श्री कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी आई वेलकम यू ऑल इन दिस वंडरफुल प्रोग्राम ऑफ आईआईटी पवई जन्माष्टमी। आई थैंक ऑल दी ऑर्गेनाइजर्स एंड इट्स माय ग्रेट प्रिविलेज टू बी अमंगस्ट यू हियर। Sri Krishna's birth is a very, very powerful, spiritually very powerful, vibrant event, and I hope I can make you feel the vibration of Sri Krishna's appearance. All the people in the world are suffering from repeated cycles of birth and death. All the living entities who have given up the association of the Lord and chosen to remain away from the Lord, they all have come down to the material world here. And because of the independent life away from Sri Krishna, they have to accept, all of us have to accept bodies. And the body is full of miseries, disease, old age, is going to die one day. And also there is trouble by other living entities, there is trouble by the nature. The nature is sometimes harsh, sometimes mild, sometimes no water, sometimes earthquakes. So the living entities are constantly in trouble while their life is being progressing in the material world. So Sri Krishna's appearance is very significant, that he chooses to come down again and again. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam jami. He comes down again and again to establish religion, to establish dharma, to give people solace from miseries, to give people happiness by performing his pastimes. So all of us are very fortunate because we have taken birth in India, and India is a land of incarnations, sages and saintly people. This whole soil of India is very auspicious, very sacred, because so many incarnations of the Lord have chosen to appear here. So many saintly personalities have lived here, performed their bhajan, their worship to the Lord, sacrificed their life in realization of the Lord. And we are also born here. We are also very fortunate. Those who take birth in India, it is supposed to, it is understood that people who have taken birth in India have performed all the tapasya, austerities, they have read all the scriptures, they have performed unlimited pious activities in the past lifetimes, as a result of which they have taken birth in India's soil. And that is why all the people who have taken birth on Indian soil, it is their duty to understand who they are, to understand who the Lord is, to understand what is the connection between us and the Lord. And after understanding the connection, how to establish that connection and how to live on the platform of that connection with the Lord. The Lord is very eager, sometimes more eager than all of us, to give us that connection. That is why he gives up his association of his dear inmates of Goloka Vrindavan, his eternal abode, and chooses to come down to meet all of us. It is his kindness, his mercy upon us, that he gives up the company of his eternal loving devotees and comes down to perform pastimes here, so that our hearts can be attracted to him, our miseries can end, and in the end we can all go back to join him in eternal, blissful, spiritual life and happiness. So the important understanding of the festival of Gokulashtami, Janmashtami, is the devotees come together, they call guests and friends, and they offer very beautiful abhishek to the Lord, which is very pleasing to the Lord. this Mother Yashoda is giving every day to Krishna and Gokul and Vrindavan. So that Abhishek is offered with five things that we will do in the end of the program. With milk and with yogurt, with clarified butter, there is ghee, with honey, sugar, water and juices. And we sing the holy name of the Lord. And also we describe the pastime of the appearance of the Lord. Because it is explained in Bhagavad Gita by Sri Krishna himself that his appearance in the material world is a divine event. It is not like we taking birth in the material world. It is a spiritual, transcendental, divine event, and which just by hearing about it, our soul gets purified from the contaminations of the material world. And divine love for the Lord gets evoked in the mind. So it is our great privilege to come together and describe the event of the appearance of the Lord in the material world. So I will, with my small capacity, would like to narrate to you the beautiful event, how the Lord decided to appear, now He appeared. Long back, at the end of Dwapar Yuga is the third yuga in the four yuga cycles. At the end of Dwapar Yuga, the earth was burdened with so many demonic people. You know, this earth, Mother Earth, can bear the weight of big, big mountains like Himalaya, Vindhya, Sahyadri. Mother Earth cannot bear the weight of sin and lie, asatya. She was burdened, she took the form of a cow and she went to see Lord Brahma, the creator of this particular universe. And put her plea that I am too much aggrieved, suffering the pangs of sins of the demoniac kings in the world. So Brahmaji took all the demigods, Mother Cow, Mother Earth in the form of cow, and took her to Vishnu and offered prayers to Vishnu. And Vishnu appeared and he said, at this time the solution of your problem is not with me. It lies with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although I am Vishnu, He is my creator. He is my eternal source. So He only can solve the problem. So Mother Cow and Brahmaji asked, where does He reside? So Vishnu said, He resides in Goloka Vrindavan. And Goloka Vrindavan is beyond this cosmic manifestation, beyond this universe. So Vishnu took all the demigods headed by Brahma and Mother Cow through the hole in Brahmanda, the universe made by Vamanadev, took them through the river which separates material world from spiritual world, and took them to Goloka Vrindavan, where Lord Krishna was residing. Then Vishnu sent a message inside, and Krishna came out and met with all the demigods. Before he started speaking to them, very amazing thing happened. The same Vishnu who brought them to Krishna emerged gracefully in the body of Sri Krishna. Then Narasimha Bhagavan, one who is resplendent like millions of suns, effulgent like millions of suns, he also merged in the body of Krishna. And so many great personalities who are worshipable by all the living entities on the earth and on the heavenly planets, like Lord Ramchandra himself, along with Sita and brothers, along with all the monkey army, who are the devotees of the Lord, they also came on a chariot of 1 lakh horses, drawn by 1 lakh horses, again effulgent like millions of suns, entered in the body of Krishna. In the Yajna Purusha, Naranarayan rishis, they also entered. And seeing all these things, the demigods, headed by Brahma, they felt awe and reverence, and they fell at the feet of Lord Krishna and put forward that plea that the earth is burdened with demonic people. Then Lord Sri Krishna said that all of you demigods appear on earth in the dynasty of Yadus, and I will also come down to relieve the burden of earth. I will take birth in the Yadu dynasty as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. While the discussion was going on, Radharani, the eternal consort of Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan, the eternal prayasi of Sri Krishna, she felt very distressed, anticipating the future separation from the Lord. So she said, I will give up my life when you leave Golok Vrindavan to appear on earth. So she said, Krishna said, you also come with me. It will be great experience to go with you down, perform pastimes. So she said, I will not come down unless there is Vrindavan, Yamuna and Govardhan. So Krishna took 84 kroshas. Kroshas is 2 square miles. So 168 square miles, you can say. That much of area from Golok Vrindavan, along with Govardhan Mountain, along with Yamuna River, Krishna set on earth to appear, much before his advent. And he told that, knowing your heart, I have already sent these 3 things down. So Radharani said, yes, now I come. But I will not see anything unless I see you first. I will not speak, I will not see, I will not hear anything, I will not take anything unless I see you and feel you in your presence. And that was granted by Sri Krishna. Then Krishna said, many, many great personalities will appear with me. The consort of Vishnu, Lakshmi, will become Rukmini in Vidarbha Desh. Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva, will appear as Jambuvati, the daughter of Jambuvan. And Ganga Devi will become one of my wife, Mitravinda. The Kamadevi, the Cupid, the god of love, will appear as Pradyumna, son of Rukmini. O Brahma, you will appear as Aniruddha, the son of Pradyumna. And Vasu, named Drona, will become Nanda Maharaj, who will become my foster father in Gokul. And his wife, Dhara Devi, will become Yashoda, will become my foster mother in Gokul. And like that, we are not describing so many personalities who will appear to perform pastimes with Sri Krishna. And then he called his internal potency Yogamaya and instructed her that when 7th fetus will get established in the womb of Devaki, that 7th pregnancy you attract by your power and establish that fetus, that soul, into the womb of Rohini Devi, who is the mother of my first expansion, Balaram. So you attract the soul and establish him in the womb of Rohini. And you all know the story that what was bothering earth was all the demons headed by Kamsa. And Kamsa was the son of Ugrasen, and he had taken birth because he was killed by Lord Vishnu in the previous life. His name was Kalayavana, and Vishnu had killed him. And again he had taken birth as Kamsa by Padmavati and Ugrasen. And Padmavati, when she was about to conceive Kamsa, she was very offensive in her behavior, very cruel in her behavior, and very critical in her behavior. Naturally, a very wrong personality in the form of Kamsa took birth. And he was so powerful that he went all around the world, all around the universe, in the Swarga Lokas, in all Lokas, and challenged people for fighting, and conquered the demigods, conquered all the demons, the big, big demons who were very, very powerful. They were conquered by him, subdued by him, and they all became his servants, paying taxes to him. Such was the power of Kamsa, but because of the alliance of all the demons, the earth became very perturbed, very disturbed. The sadhus became very disturbed. They were harassed by them. They could not perform their worship, could not perform their fire sacrifices. The cows were disturbed, Mother Earth was disturbed, burdened by the sin and lie, asatya, established by all the demons. And at one time, Ugrasen, the king of all the Yadus, sitting on the throne, and that time Gargamuni came. Gargamuni is a great sage, like Vasishtha, Vishwamitra, Sutta, Devala, Vyasamuni. So he came, was worshipped by Ugrasen, and in that assembly was Devaka, one of the great kings. And in that assembly also was Vasudev, who was son of Shursen. Because Shursen was there. And Shursen gave birth to Vasudev from Kshatriya wife, and gave birth to Parjanya, gave birth to Vasudev from his Kshatriya wife. And he had a friend who was his co-brother from his father, from Vaishya mother, Nanda Maharaj. And he was living in Gokul. and their grandfather was Devabhida, another pious king. So Gargamuni told Urdrasen that Vasudev should be married to Devaki, to the daughter of Devaka. The best match I have ever seen is this. And many, many auspicious things for the world and for themselves will happen when they will get married. And taking the order of the same upon his head, Devaka with large dowry got Vasudev married to his daughter. And you can see, Vasudev was known in the whole world as Satyavachani. He would never disobey his own word. He will keep his word. He was famous in the whole universe for being truthful. And he was great friends with Kamsa. And Kamsa also loved his sister, who is cousin sister of his, Devaki. And Devaki was married. She was bedecked with beautiful decorations and flowers and ornaments. Marriage was over. Brahmanas were singing songs and beautiful verses from Vedas. A lot of instruments were being played. And the procession of the newly married couple was going to their own house. And Kamsa, out of love for his sister, thought that, I will draw the chariot. Because I love my sister. Today I will do the work of pulling the chariot for my brother-in-law and for my sister. And when they were traveling on road, while the songs are being sung, the instruments are being played, there are beautiful dancers dancing in front. Very happy occasion. Everybody was very happy. Newly married couple was happy. And suddenly, at the most unexpected moment, something very drastic happened. There was a voice from the sky which said, oh foolish Kamsa, you are driving a chariot of your sister and brother-in-law, but you do not know that the eighth son of your sister Devaki will kill you. He will be the cause of your death. At that moment, instantly all the instruments stopped, all the singing stopped, all dancing stopped, all the verses stopped, because Kamsa raised his sword. And instantly, without looking in front or behind, held the hair of his sister, pulled her down, and was about to chop her head. He thought, I will not let this sister live. Because if she will not live, there will be no eighth son. That is very nice. This is demon. Demon means, as long as the selfish interests are all satisfied, the demon is very happy and very nicely looking, loving, and relationships are very wonderful. But as soon as his selfish interests are at stake, he will not spare anybody. No sister, no brother, no father, no mother. Immediately, instantly, without thinking twice, he raised his sword, which he used to use to fight with demigods and demons. That he raised against a woman, who is Abala, supposed to be a weaker sex. So Vasudev is supposed to be also very composed. He is very composed-minded, very mature personality. Instantly, he held the hand of Kamsa, his brother-in-law, and said, Kamsa, you have conquered so many demons. You have defeated all the demigods. It doesn't befit your fame that you are attacking a woman who is your dear sister. When Pundana came to fight with you, you told her that you are my sister. Why you fight with me? I have conquered all the male demons. You are a female. Become my sister and I leave you. Let us live happily. She was a demoness and you called her sister. And this is your real sister. You are going to kill her? What the world will say about you? Still, Kamsa was so obsessed by the thought of his death that he couldn't bear and he couldn't put his sword down. Vasudev thought for a while, small, 2-3 moments, and again he came back to him and started speaking. He said that your fear is from the eighth son of ours. Not from me, not from my wife Devaki. So why you have to kill Devaki? I promise you that each and every son born out of us will be brought to you and I will offer that to you. You can do whatever you like. Now when Vasudev said that, Vasudev is not a liar. He was known as a famous person who will always keep his word. Because Vasudev said that, because it came from his mouth, immediately Kamsa brought his sword down, released the hair of Devaki and said, okay, fine, I go now, I no more come with you, you all go home. Because he was too disturbed, too excited. So he left and he went home. The procession went to Vasudev's house in the palace and they stayed there. And first son was born after 1 year. And to the great surprise of Kamsa, Vasudev came with the first baby named Kirtiman. Vasudev said, here is my word. I kept my word. is my first baby, please take it. And Kamsa was so impressed. And look at this personality. He could have been attached by now to the baby he was given birth to. But he has come, keeping his word. He said, Vasudev, I love you, I respect you, I honor you. You are unparalleled personality. I really honor your word. And as you have come with the first child, I have no fear from the first child. I fear from the eighth child. Take back your son gracefully. Vasudev was very happy, took back the son. And Narada Muni appeared to Kamsa. And he gave him a lotus flower. And he said, this lotus flower has many petals. Hold one petal and start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So he counted and he came to one petal. Is this the 8th petal? He said, yes. Now Narada Muni said that, hold this petal, a different petal. So start counting from here. So he counted and he came to another petal, which is different than the previous petal. Then the third one he gave in his hand. He said, now this is the first one. And you count the 8th one. This time also the 8th petal was different than the previous ones. So Narada Muni said, did you understand the message? The message is, the 8th one can be anything. Demigods are always acting in a reverse way. Every activity they do is always mysterious. So you don't know which is the first one, which is the 8th one, which is the second one. Why you take chances? Maybe the first one which has come to you now, maybe the cause of your death. And Narada Muni was trying to hasten the process of appearance of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Kamsa immediately got alarmed. Yes, yes, what you are saying is right. He immediately sent 10,000 soldiers to arrest Devaki Vasudev. House arrest. And snatched the child from Vasudev and Devaki and smashed it against the stone. Crushed him to death. And next year, and next year, and next year, every year, one child was born. Vasudev brought the child to... In fact, second time, there was no need for Vasudev to open him. Kamsa told the prisoner, the soldiers, those watchmen, the guards, as soon as the child is born, you hear the sound of crying, call me. So first cry of the child, Kamsa would come running and smash the child against the stone. Some people may ask, why Kamsa had to keep him together? We can keep him separately. So there is no fear of having a child. At the same time, why Vasudev should have had a child? He should have not had a child only. But all of them had heard the voice of Akashvani, the announcement that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Golokeshwara, one who stays in the supreme abode of Goloka, Golok Vrindavan, he is going to appear on earth. And everything will be auspicious, everything will be divine. And he will establish dharma, establish love and bhakti in the world. And the world will be happy. To serve the desire of the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva and Devaki performed the austerity of keeping on having a child. It's a great thing to do actually. Their sacrifice is tremendous. For our benefit, for the Lord to appear in this world, they kept on having all children. The story behind the 6 children was, they were the grandsons of Hiranyakashipu, who had offended Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu had given them curse, that at the end of Dwapar you will appear in this material world, in human race, because they considered human race to be lower than the demon race. Hiranyakashipu was a demon. So he thought that the lower race of humans, you will appear there and you will die immediately after birth. So the 6 sons, who took birth from Devaki's womb, they were supposed to die anyways. And they were killed by Kamsa. Your own relative will kill you. That was the verse. And then the 7th pregnancy took place. And the expansion of Lord Krishna, Balaramji, the first expansion, Leela Avatar, settled down in the womb of Devaki. At that time, as soon as the pregnancy took place, Yogamaya attracted the soul and transported the soul to Rohini's womb, who was in Gokula. Because of atrocities of Kamsa, as soon as Kamsa arrested Devaki Vasudev, Vasudev very intelligently and quietly sent his another wife, Rohini, to his friend, to his co-brother in Gokula for protection. So, Balaramji was transferred in the womb of Rohini. That is why he also called it Sankarshan, because he joined the two families of Yadus and the Gokulvasis. And then, as the eighth child, Krishna arrived. Now Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam, evam yoveti tatvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mamiti so Arjuna. What is the meaning of this verse? It means that my appearance and my activities are all divine. And the divine nature of my activities, one understands the divinity of my activities and my appearance, he will, on leaving this body, will never have to take birth again in the material world. That means, we all have to understand how Krishna's appearance is divine. And live on the platform of that understanding, how Krishna's appearance and activities are all divine. So how Krishna appeared? He first appeared in the heart of Vasudeva. As soon as he appeared in the heart of Vasudeva, Vasudeva became effulgent of like millions of suns. Became very happy, became very jubilant. And then he transferred himself from the heart of Vasudeva to heart of Devaki. And Devaki became very beautiful, very effulgent, very, very divinely happy and pleasure, full of pleasure. At that time, Kamsa became very fearful. He said, my sister Devaki was not so beautiful ever. As she has become so beautiful, that means my call, the death of mine, has settled down in her presence, in her body. And then Krishna descended in the womb of Devaki. And the Devaki was so effulgent and so happy that all the demigods from all the heavenly planets came down to worship her, to offer gifts to her, to offer prayers to Sri Krishna in the womb of Devaki. And Devaki was so bewildered, so happy, so surprised to see all celestial beings, effulgent, the controllers of all the directions and the all lokas and the universe, they were coming down and worshipping one by one, offering circumambulation in the prison house of Kamsa, offering flowers in the prison house of Kamsa. And very soon, the time came. Kamsa was... After that, Kamsa became very restless. Because when the seventh pregnancy was lost, everybody thought that they are miscarriage. So Kamsa was counting. Six were killed by him, seventh was lost. This is the eighth one. So he knew, my call has come. So from that time on, every single activity he did, whatever he did, he saw Krishna in that. He saw his death in that. He drank water, he saw water. In water, he saw the Lord. If the curtains would move, he thought he is coming in the form of breeze to kill him. In the food, he could not sleep. In the mirror, he saw himself without head. All inauspicious moments he saw. And he was so fearful, was constantly thinking of his death in the hands of Lord Sri Krishna. Actually, this is the position of a yogi. What is a yogi? What is the person in samadhi who is constantly uninterruptedly in the thought of that personality, that is supreme personality of Godhead. So great yogi. So why Kamsa is still called demon? Because he was constantly thinking of that supreme personality of Godhead in hatred, envy and fear, not in love and devotion and attraction. That's why we are advised by the scriptures to think of Krishna favorably. Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam. Then our life will be successful. And even though he was thinking of Supreme Lord, who is all auspicious, still his life was full of fear because he was antagonistic to the thought of the Lord. That is, we have to understand very well. That our life is meant for anukulyena, favorably predisposed towards Supreme Personality of Lord Godhead in devotion and love. And then the opportune time came. In the month of Shravan, it is going on now. Today's day is the month of Shravan, the dark fortnight, 8th day of the dark fortnight, and Rohini Nakshatra, the very auspicious Nakshatra, appeared in the sky. There was a Harshan Yoga. From the horoscopal point of view, this Lagna Yoga is very important. Vrishab Lagna was there. Tithi was Ashtami, half moon, in the waning moon, in the waning fortnight. And it was the middle of the night, Adi Rat. It was the time of sun moon rise. Now, it is very significant that Radharani took birth in Suryavamsa, in the dynasty of sun god, Vivaswan. And Krishna appeared in the dynasty of moon god, Chandra Devata. Chandra Devata was very happy. I am blessed, in my dynasty, the Supreme Lord is appearing. So Vajra remained half, so he became full. On the day of half moon, Ashtami day, the moon became full sized because the Purna Chandra, Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, was going to appear. And at that time what happened? Beautiful description is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, Garga Sahita, Gopal Champu, Anand Vrindavan Champu. The great literatures are describing the situation during which Krishna appeared. Let us all meditate on the situation, the environment which was created for Krishna's appearance on the planet of Earth. The Earth decorated herself as a bride who was about to get married because her beloved Lord was going to come. She thought that the feet of the Lord is sought after by so many great sages, tapasvis, dhyanis, demigods. All great personalities are seeking the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, to have darshan of the lotus feet of the Lord, to touch the dust, touching the lotus feet of the Lord. Those very feet are going to traverse on my body, blessing me every moment constantly. She was very thrilled and blissful. And I am the most fortunate one who will be getting constant touch of the lotus feet of the Lord upon myself. All the rivers on earth, all the ponds and water reservoirs, they became very clear and clean. Knowing that Lord is going to take bath in them and give water to the cows along with himself. Lotus flowers appeared in the ponds. Now, flowers never blossom in the night. Birds never chirp in the night, right? They go to sleep. Flowers all collapse in the night. But to welcome Krishna in the middle of the night, all the flowers blossom, especially lotus flowers, roses. Fragrant flowers, they blossomed. Some of them were 100-petaled, some of them were 1,000-petaled. And their fragrance was carried by breeze. The breeze carried the humidity over the river Yamuna. They carried the fragrance of the fragrant flowers which were blossoming in the rivers and ponds. And the Sheetal, that is cool, Manda, that is soft, and Sugandha, that is fragrant breeze, was everywhere in the world, giving pleasure to the senses, the nose, the skin, and everywhere. All the trees became laden with flowers and fruits, and they bent down with the weight of the flowers and fruits, so that Krishna can enjoy them as easily as possible. All the birds like cuckoos, bees, and peacocks started singing, peacocks started dancing also. The whole atmosphere was filled with beautiful breeze, beautiful smell of flowers, beautiful sounds of bees and honey. Bees and peacocks. At the same time, the demigods in the skies, there are many demigods, you know, Vidyadhara, Charanas, Yaksha, Kindaras, Kim Purushas, there are various beautiful demigods. Really, the races are different. And all of them are expert in singing, and some of them are expert in dancing, some of them are expert in instruments, and some of them are in scriptures and praying and verses and chanting the verses. So all of them came together. And the Vidyadharas started dancing with the Apsaras. The Kindaras and Gandharvas began singing auspicious songs. The Siddhas and Charanas started offering auspicious prayers and choicest verses. The sages who were disturbed by the demons, who were not allowed to perform fire sacrifices, became very jubilant automatically in their minds and started lighting fires by chanting mantras. And some of the demigods from the sky started playing instruments like bheris and Mridangas and various other beautiful instruments present to the ears, and started dancing and started throwing flowers, Pushpa Vrishti. And they showered flowers in Vrindavan, Gopul, and also the prison house where Devaki and Vasudeva were there. Some of the demigods were chanting Jai Jai. They were Jai Jaikar, no? Jai Dhvani they were doing. All 10 directions became very happy. They became very purified. The sky became very clean. The stars started shining more than before as ever. At that time, when half moon became full moon, Sri Krishna appeared directly in front of Devaki. Now, how we'll understand how the appearance of Krishna is divine? In our case, what happens when male and female come together, the pregnancy takes place, and from the pathway of vagina, we all take birth. We all have taken birth like that only. But Krishna's birth is not like that. This is called Laukika birth, material way of appearing or taking birth in the world. But Sri Krishna appeared not from the passage the way we came from, we come from, but he appeared in front of Devaki right from our home straight. And we all appeared as small babies crying. We can't even see what's happening. We can't even know what's coming out of our body. Sri Krishna appeared as a fully grown personality. He had four hands, holding conchal, shankha, chakra, padma, gada. His hairs were all grown up, cascading on his shoulders. They were all very curly and beautiful. He had a dark blue hue, as a cloud which is filled with water about to rain. That color he had. And his crown was filled with Vaidurya jewels, which is only available in Vaikuntha planets. His crown was shining like millions of suns and moons. He had Kaustubh Mani on his chest, Srivatsa gem on his chest, Vaijayanti mala, which is celestial mala, lotus flower mala also was wearing. His waist were decorated by Pitambar, the yellow cloth, shining like effulgent, attracting the hearts of everybody. He was wearing garland of lotus flowers, and the honey bees were humming around each and every lotus flower, singing the songs of praise of the Lord. And he had worn beautiful armlets, bracelets, ankle belts. And by the effulgence of his body, what happened? The prison arms of Kamsa were fully illuminated, became as bright as daylight in the middle of the night. So we can understand that no one appears like this. Only Supreme Lord, even the demigod do not appear like that. So Vasudev, at that time when he took darshan of the Lord, as soon as he saw the Lord, his fear for Kamsa went away. All anxiety or fear that he had, all worries that he had, immediately vanished. This is what happens when we see the Supreme Personality of God. When we think of Him, when we take His name, when we connect with Him, immediately, first thing happens is all fear goes away. Then Vasudev, as a custom, when Kshatriyas get children, what they do? They call the Brahmins, they chant mantras, and then they distribute cows and donations of jewels and gold to all the Brahmins. But Vasudev was imprisoned. He had no wealth with him that time. He was poor. He had no coin with him, no gold with him, no cow with him. But nothing stops one person, one who has a desire, one has a desire to serve the Lord. Vasudev, in the mind of his mind, decorated 1 lakh cows with gold horns and ankle belts and beautiful silken cloth covering their body, with a garland hanging with a bell in the neck of flowers and ornaments. And such 1 lakh cows he donated in his mind to all the Brahmins. And it is said that one who is helpless physically and unable to serve the Lord, if he offers service through mind, the Lord accepts it. Vasudev felt jubilant by offering the cows in the mind. There is no material impediment for one who wants to serve the Lord. Vasudev was greatly surprised. He had four reasons for being surprised. The first reason was that the Lord was not afraid to appear in the prison of Kamsa. So the first reason he was surprised. Second reason was, although the Lord is all pervading, He is between each and every atom. He is in the atom and in between two atoms also. He is as small as that. He is living in every living entity as Paramatma, as Super Soul. That Supreme Personality of Godhead chose to appear in the womb of Devaki and to appear in the prison house of Kamsa, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full of His glory. So Vasudev was very happily surprised. He also was surprised to see the Lord was appearing in front of him in a full grown body with four arms, not like general newborn babies. And although the Supreme Personality of Godhead was worshipable by Vasudeva and Devaki, was worshipable by all the universe, all the creation of existing, still that great personality chose to become the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Thinking about these four things, Vasudeva was greatly, happily and jubilantly surprised. And Vasudeva and Devaki offered their wonderful prayers to the Lord. Thank the Lord for appearing. Thank the Lord for being present in front of them with all resplendent glory. And there is a beautiful long, long prayer which we will not have time to recite now. But suffice to say, Vasudeva was very grateful, very thankful, and very, very eloquent words he used to glorify the Lord and His position and His services and His presence in the material world and the control that He has, the powers that He has, and the unique divine way that He has appeared. Thanked Him. And in the end he said, "Please deliver us from the fear of Kamsa. And then his wife was Devaki also, filled with great joy, happiness as a mother, started glorifying the Lord. But she had more of Vatsalya, more of motherly affection, parental affection than Vasudeva. So in the hierarchy of parental love, Devaki is higher than Vasudeva. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda are the highest. Yashoda is the highest, Nanda Maharaj is second. All the Brijvasi women are third. And then comes Devaki, and then comes Vasudeva, the eighth number. And Devaki, although she saw Supreme Lord as Supreme Lord, still she was fearful. She was telling, please, do not appear in this form. Kamsa will come, my cruel brother will come and try to kill you. Please appear as a small child, so I can hide you somewhere. This is the innocent love Yashoda had, Devaki had for Krishna. And then Krishna, after this discussion took place, Krishna spoke to them in very divine voice like a bell. And he reminded them, O Vasudeva and Devaki, you have been my eternal mother and father. It's not the first time I am coming as your son. You had worshipped Lord Brahma for 12,000 Divya years, that is Divya Varsha, that is called as celestial years. Each day is made by 6 months of earth. Such 12,000 years you had worshipped me with focused attention, controlling senses, eating leaves falling from the trees, and dedicating your life and breath to me in my thought. And then I appeared to you, pleased by your austerities for so many years with love and devotion, with attention and focus. And you said, we want you as our child, or someone like you as our child. Lord Krishna said, I thought, who is equal to me? So better me also, myself only, I'll become your son. So when you are Prishni, and O Vasudev, you are Sutapa, the Prajapati, the progenitor on the order of Brahma. When you were in that form, Sutapa and Prishni, I came as Prishni Garbha. Later on, next millennium, you became Aditi, O Devaki, and you became Kashyapa Muni, the progenitor, O Vasudev. And that time, I came as the younger son of, younger brother of Indra, Upendra. And I was short in size, so I was called Vamanadev, and I subdued Bali Maharaj. And this time, you came as Vasudev and Devaki, and I am again coming to you as your son. The Supreme Lord chose to appear in four-armed form. She wanted to convince Devaki and Vasudev that I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who was your son and who is your son in this lifetime also. She said, do not fear anything about Kamsa. I will take care of you. And then he ordered Vasudev that lift me and take me to Gokul immediately. Now Vasudev lifted as soon as Krishna ordered. Krishna, baby Krishna. And what happened was, when Krishna ordered Vasudev that take me to Vasudev, and he said that exchange me with the daughter of Yashoda who is just born. He had instructed Yogamaya Devi, the internal potency, that please appear in the womb of Yashoda, then I will appear in the womb of Devaki. And you will be glorified as my sister. You will be glorified by all the demigods. So, as soon as Krishna said this, the four-armed form disappeared and a small baby form appeared in front of Devaki and Vasudev. Vasudev picked him up, put him in a basket, put him on his head and started immediately walking out. All the doors of prison opened, all the locks got opened, broke open. All the soldiers of the guard went to sleep and immediately got out. It is explained that as soon as you embrace Lord Sri Krishna in love and devotion, all our shackles of bondage, of birth, old age, disease and death, all our shackles of suffering, they break open, they get destroyed, and the pathway to the eternal abode of the Lord Gokul becomes very clear and open. So Vasudev went out. As soon as he went out, Ananta Shesha with 1,000 goats came upon him, giving shadow and protection, and started following Vasudev. Why Ananta Shesha did that? Because this is the expansion of Balaramji, who is the eternal servant of the Lord. And whoever serves the Lord, whoever follows the order of the Lord, Ananta Shesha follows that person with great humility and honor and respect. So because Vasudev was following the order of the Supreme Lord, carrying the Lord in his arms. So the divine snake, Ananta Shesha, followed Vasudeva. And there was, as soon as he came out, the clouds were very happy. There were songs being sung by demigods. There were instruments being played by all the demigods in the skies. The clouds became very happy because they came to know that the Supreme Lord has a color of ours. And we will be glorified because he has our color. They started drizzling. They came, they joined hands with ocean. Ocean started making, how the ocean makes sound of waves, very pleasant. The clouds joined the ocean and started making very pleasant sound in the sky. And to offer abhishek to the Lord, started pouring gentle waters from the sky. But Yamuna river was just outside the Mathura, became very agitated. It is explained that she became bhayanak, avartashat, jav urmi feinila akula. What is the meaning of this? Yamuna became very fierce, very deep, with whirling waves, that is, what you call it, as Trinavartam, what is called? The whirlwind, Bhavra. Lots of whirlwinds came in the waters of Yamuna. It filled with forceful foam, it became agitated. Why? Because Yamuna Devi was sent by Krishna from Golok Vrindavan to assist Krishna in his pastimes in the material world. So, Yamuna was very eager to see darshan of Krishna. More than seeing Krishna, she wanted to touch the lotus feet of Krishna, which were worshipable for him, for her. So she rose in a great agitation from the ankles of Vasudev, then to knees, then to waist, then to chest, then to the nose of Vasudev, and she climbed over Vasudev's head. And Vasudev started shouting, "Please save my child, please save my child, please save my child." In one scripture it is explained that when he was getting drowned above the nose by the water of Yamuna, suddenly Krishna slipped from his hands and fell in the water of Yamuna. And as soon as he fell in the water of Yamuna, Yamuna gave pathway. Because Krishna chose not only to give his lotus feet to Yamuna, but to take bath in Yamuna, right after the birth. Such divine is Yamuna water. As soon as Krishna took birth, he took bath in Yamuna. Another scripture is explained that he was in the basket and he took out his lotus feet. As soon as the lotus feet were taken out by Krishna, Yamuna rose, touched the lotus feet, and as soon as she got the touch of lotus feet, she gave way. As much as the ocean gave way to Lord Ramchandra when he was building Setu in the Indian Ocean towards Sri Lanka. In the same way, Yamuna gave way to Vasudev. And as barren land, Vasudev walked to Gokul and Yamuna followed from behind. Very peacefully walked away through the Yamuna, went to Gokul, and by the divine arrangement of the Lord, Yashoda had just given birth to a baby girl, but she was so exhausted. Nanda Maharaj and all the Brajavasis in Gokul somehow went under the spell of Yogmaya, the sleeping devi goddess, Nidra. And everybody just went into sleep, deep sleep. Yashoda, as soon as she delivered a baby, she went into sleep. That's called Glani. She became almost like unconscious because of exhaustion. She never noticed who was born, boy or a girl. And pin drop silence was there in the whole Brajbhumi in Gokul by the divine desire of the Lord. At that time, Vasudev entered the house of Nanda Maharaj, went in the chambers where Yashoda was sleeping. Very significant to note, there was no lock in the house, house was not latched. Because where there is prosperity, there is fearlessness, there is love and devotion, there is no need to lock the houses. But there is no fear, nobody is going to steal, there is abundance of prosperity. Gokul was the emblem of that kind of living situation. So he saw a beautiful girl, not crying at all, sleeping very peacefully in the lap of Yashoda's mind. Vasudev lifted that girl, kept Krishna at the lap of Yashoda, put her in the basket, again went back, Yamuna gave way, he entered the house, and that time what happened? All the doors got automatically closed, all the locks got automatically locked. And he went in the final chamber with many, many, many doors inside. Went back to his own chamber and the chains again came back on him. They locked him. And after reaching his own place in the prison house, the girl started crying. As soon as her cries were heard by the guards, before that there were sounds of thunder in the sky, sounds of rain, but nothing could wake up the soldiers. By the divine power of Yoga Maya. But when this sound came, or the baby crying, all the soldiers got up. And they ran to Kamsa in the middle of the night. Kamsa was anyway awake because he was not able to sleep for so many days since the pregnancy had taken place, 8th time. So Kamsa came running. He trembled when he heard that the baby is born. Took his sword and came running. And he said, Mother Devaki, give that child to me. Devaki said, this child is a female child. Kamsa laughed loudly and said, look, even the demigods are starting to tell lies now. But I don't want to take any chances. The killer of mine, Vishnu, who is my enemy, is a very mystic fellow. He might cheat me, might fool me by taking the form of a girl now. But I'm not going to take chances. I'm going to finish and destroy this child. Give that child to me, Devaki. Devaki said, no, she is a female child. She deserves your mercy and compassion. You have killed my 6 sons mercilessly in front of my eyes. These are the blood marks on the ocean, on the prison house walls. I have ordered the killing of my 6 sons in front of my eyes. Please spare this female child. I will marry this child, this female child of mine, with a son of yours. I promise you. Please give life to this poor girl. But cruelly comes up, lifted, pulled, smashed and snatched the child from the hands of Devaki, and he held her by legs and he was about to smash the child on the stone. At that time, the child, being the eternal potency of the Lord, slipped from the hands and went into skies. As soon as he went into skies, she assumed 8 arm form, and a chariot drawn by 1 lakh horses appeared in the sky. Very, very greatly effulgent horse, or the chariot, and she ascended the chariot. She was holding 8 weapons in her 8 arms. And she laughed loudly in the sky. All the demigods appeared in the sky and worshipped her and offered many, many offerings and prayers for her. And she said, oh foolish Kamsa, your death has appeared somewhere in the whole land of earth. You are unnecessarily harassing your sister Devaki. Stop harassing her. At that time, Kamsa became very, very repentant. He thought, I did all these things believing in the Akashvani. That 8th child of Devaki will be a son and will kill me. And now I have come to know that it's not a son, it's a daughter. And daughter is not an ordinary personality. This Durga Devi appeared in the sky and she has threatened me already, warned me. So he became very repentant. He fell at the feet of Vasudeva Devaki. He said, please forgive me. Believing in the Akashvani, I did all the atrocities. Fearing my life, but now I understand that all this is done by the power of time in the material world, where time is very powerful. I was a puppet in the hand of time, and the time made me kill all your children. Please forgive me. Big philosophy was talking, so that he can get the forgiveness from Vasudeva Devaki. And Vasudeva Devaki was so great. Although their 6 children were killed mercilessly by Kamsa in front of their own eyes, still Vasudeva Devaki with broad heart forgave Kamsa. And he said, please, I release you. All soldiers, please go away. You can go home and be happy. So this is the story of birth of Krishna. And next day, when Yashoda woke up in Gokul, she saw the beautiful blue, sapphire-like child, Neelamani, effulgent-like brilliant suns, lying next to her, smiling wonderfully. And Nanda Maharaj came and became very happy to see the male child. For so many years, it is explained that he was almost 85-90 years old and didn't have a son. Although such a virtuous, such good qualities Nanda had, pleasing everybody, everybody loved him so much, everything was there abundantly, but they didn't have a progeny, they didn't have a child. That's why they left Nandagaon and came at the bank of Jamuna in Gokul, settled down there, thinking that at the bank of Jamuna we may get a child. And sure enough, he got a son. Before that, few days ago, Balramji was born. As soon as he was transferred, 5 days after that, Balramji took birth. And that was celebrated by Nanda Maharaj very gorgeously. And in few days' time, Krishna appeared. And immediately there was Nandotsav. Of course, we will not go into description of Nandotsav. Nanda Maharaj called all the Brahmins, called all the Brijvasi friends, everybody came. And he made 7 mountains of grains, decorated with jewels and gold, and donated those seven mountains which were occupying area of 2.5 miles. All the grain mountains were donated by Nanda Maharaj to all the Brahmins, along with clothes, along with gold, along with dakshina, along with praises and beautiful reception and palatable foods, cooked food, panchapakwan, were given by Nanda Maharaj. And all the Brahmins celebrated the divine appearance of Krishna. It's called Nandotsav. That's tomorrow day. Now we have to all understand, time is very less, who is this Lord Sri Krishna who is birthday celebrated? Sri Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Godhead means there are many, many gods. In fact, there are many, many unlimited Vishnus who are controllers of many, many Vaikuntha planets in Brahma Jyoti, divine light coming from the body of Krishna. In the river Viraja, in the spiritual world, there are unlimited Vaikunthas are floating. And each is controlled by one Vishnu, which is four arms, holding Shankha Chakra Padmagada. He is the creator of all the Vishnus, all the controllers of Vaikuntha planets. All the material and spiritual world function as per the desire of Sri Krishna. They are created by Sri Krishna and they are controlled by his desire. Sri Krishna is the root of all the incarnations, all the creation amongst all the demigods and amongst all the Vishnu forms. He is the only personality who can bestow upon us liberation from cycles of birth and death. You know, in the prison house, there is jailer and there are many other officers. Their only power is to execute the order of the judge by the court. Whatever is there in the sentence, they execute in the form of punishment. Maybe sometimes they can give you a good food or air condition or, you know, food from 5-star hotel or a different cell, not this cell or that cell. Some beautiful cell can be given to you. They can augment the facilities in the prison for you, but they cannot release you out of prison. Only the judge can release you out of prison. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is like that. In the prison of this world, which is bound by birth and death, only Sri Krishna, who is called as Mukunda, can deliver you out of this world. And the demigods are like those jailers, you know, jail officers. They can augment your life in the jail by giving you wealth, by giving you good food, by giving you comfortable stay. But the purpose of life is not to be comfortable in this material world. The purpose of life is to get out of this material world. It's the prison house. And although Sri Krishna is the greatest of all the greatest, he still chooses to come as the son of his loving devotees and performs activities like an ordinary child or ordinary human being. He is a personality who is filled with unlimited aishwaryas, opulences, and they are six in number. He has unlimited beauty, unlimited strength, unlimited knowledge, unlimited fame, unlimited wealth, and unlimited renunciation. Although he has all these things, he is detached from all these things. And he is the source of all these things which are lying in us, lying in demigods, lying on earth, lying everywhere. All these things are lying everywhere. We see wealth, we see beauty, we see fame, we see knowledge, we see strength, we see beauty everywhere. And all that what we see around us is the source of everything. And is an unlimited reservoir of all these things. His pastimes are unparalleled. Like he stole butter. He ate dirt. The sand, the dust which is traversed by his devotees, loving devotees. The loving devotee called Radharani, who's traversing on that dust. That dust he eats in the honor of all the great devotees of his. Such pastime nobody has performed. He lifted Govardhan mountain for 7 days and 7 nights as a small child. He married 16,108 wives. He married them, he maintained them, he also kept them happy. That is significant because in this world, when one wife you cannot maintain and marry happily, there's so many fights going on in the material world. Krishna not only married 16,108 wives, as a Gopal, he married the daughters of Bimala, who were 3 crores in number. Before even he married the 16,108 queens in Dwarka, in his Vrindavan Leela, he married crores of girls who were daughters of Bimala, who had benediction that they will get married with Krishna. And Krishna performed Ras Leela with them. And when they danced and danced and danced, the divine sweat came from their body and the divine Bimal Kunda was formed. Even today it is present in Kamivan. So, point I am trying to make is, he is all opulent. His activities are unparalleled, uncomparable with anybody. And Srimad Bhagavatam explains that the stories of Krishna, the narrations of Krishna's activities and pastimes, is the only medicine for all those, for all of us, who are suffering in the material world, living this material body and suffering the pangs of birth and death. All those who are conditioned by birth and death, for them the only medicine is narrating and hearing and chanting the glorious pastimes of Sri Krishna. Everyone needs someone to follow. In the material world we know, everyone wants to have some hero. Everyone should see the hero, talk about the hero, what the hero has done, we keep on discussing about it. We see the movie and we want the hero to perform Herculean tasks which are unbelievable, unimaginable, dreamy tasks, you know. Everybody is doing that. If we don't have any hero, then we take film stars as a hero, cricketers as a hero. Discuss about them, discuss about their life, about their affairs, about their activities. But Sri Krishna is a supreme hero. He has not only done activities, but his attributes, his qualities, his leelas are so wonderful that one can go on describing and describing and chanting and remembering that. So Krishna is a perfect hero. He performs unbelievable heroic tasks, attracts the heart of everybody. There is no one in the whole creation who is not attracted by Krishna's personality. And simply by chanting and hearing about his pastimes, one can achieve liberation. It is said simply by hearing about him. Rukmini Devi did not see him. She was almost 13 years old, beautiful girl, princess in Vidarbhadesh, incarnation of Lakshmi Devi, daughter of Bhishmaka. She heard about Krishna right from her childhood and his childhood. And simply by hearing about him, she became so attracted to him, she sold out her heart to him. And she saw him only when he came and picked her up and took her away to Dwarka. Such is the power of hearing about the Lord. One's heart gets completely purified and get attracted to Supreme Lord, one who liberates you from all the miseries of life. And that Supreme Lord comes down in the material world out of compassion for all of us. He doesn't need to come down. He has all the pleasures in the spiritual world, where all the divine servants of his, divine devotees of his stay with him, love him with focused attention. Surrender their lives to him. Such devotees, company is there available in Goloka Vrindavan. Still he gives that up and comes down in the material world out of love and compassion for all of us. That is his greatness. And his appearance is the highest gift for all of us. He comes to deliver us from lust, from desire to earn money and wealth, from desire to even have liberation also. Because love and devotion of the Lord is higher than liberation also. One who is a devotee of the Lord, one who has achieved bhakti, does not even care for liberation. The liberation runs behind him and he doesn't even look at them. Because love and devotion of Krishna, prema and bhakti, is higher than liberation. So Sri Krishna doesn't come only to give us liberation, but Sri Krishna comes to give us love and his own abode. He says, please come and inherit my abode. It is yours, my child. But Jesus Christ says things. Same thing. The devotees who are weak and humble, they inherit the kingdom of God. So he comes down to offer us his kingdom and invite us to come there and enjoy with him and relieve us from sufferings of this material world in this lifetime. The same Supreme Lord whose birthday we are celebrating, he is living within all of us as Paramatma, as Super Soul. He is living within each and every atom. That personality, although being the greatest of all personalities, still, you can become his friend. He can become your friend. He can choose to become your child, as he has become child of Yashoda and Devaki, and Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. He can become your conjugal lover, like the gopis. To Vishnu, we can only become servant, to become worship him in awe and reverence. But the same supreme most personality of Godhead comes down and takes the position of a friend, of a lover, of a child, to please his devotees. This only Sri Krishna does, and no other gods and no other Vishnu can do this. Although he is the greatest of all, he is very easily available to all of us. By the presence of his holy names, he has given the holy name to us in a conditioned state of suffering and also a liberated state in Goloka Vrindavan. His holy name is available, and by the method of holy name, we can easily approach him. He becomes easily available to all of us. As soon as you embrace the holy name, as soon as you chant the holy name, you become free from all the bondage of the material world. That Supreme Personality whose birthday we are celebrating today is not an ordinary personality. His birth is divine, his activities are divine. Even knowing about his divinity, thinking about him, meditating about his pastime, all activities are divine. And they simply liberate us from the bondage of the material world. So, I request all of you to take Sri Krishna's birth appearance very seriously. Because his birth is very significant in our lives. In fact, when you chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, there is Janmashtami every single day. So Krishna is appearing in the heart of all of us, all of you, all of us, every single day when we chant his holy name. This Janmashtami is a reminder for us to have Janmashtami every single day. The devotees are celebrating every single day. They are embracing Krishna's name every single day. That is why as Vasudeva and Devaki became very effulgent and shining, the devotees are always shining with happiness because they have embraced Krishna with their chest, accepted him in their life with love and devotion. And to the, of that love and devotion, this greatest supreme personality of Godhead is hungry of. He is not hungry for wealth, he is not hungry for fame or for beauty, he is not attracted by any of these things because all these things are given by him only to us. If you are intelligent, if you are wise, that wisdom, intelligence is given by him. If you have some wealth, some beauty, it is given by him. If you have little fame here and there, some people know us, that is given by him. Everything comes from him alone. He is the source of all the things. But still, he comes running behind you to get your love. He is hungry of that love. He is not hungry of anything else. Nothing impresses him except the love of the heart. Because that love is yours and mine. That we can say it is mine. Rest everything is his. We may offer him 5-star food, or we offer him gold ornaments. Everything is his. But the feelings of love and devotion are yours. So he says, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati. When you offer these things, all that I have given to you, wealth and fame and beauty, with love and devotion, I accept it with great zeal and great eagerness, because I am hungry of that. Is Prem Devata. Prema Purushottam. Purna Purushottam. Nobody can equal him. And he has come down on this earth, bringing his spiritual world with him in the material world. He has exhibited divine pastimes to attract all of us in the material world. All the lost living entities who have left him in rebellion and come down in the material world to suffer. So I wish you all the best. Hindi mein kehte na badhai ho. Offer you congratulations to be able to celebrate Krishna's birth. And once you celebrate one time Krishna's birth, it is explained in this by Sri Krishna in scriptures that you celebrate my birth here, you will be eternally celebrating my birth in spiritual world. At the end of his life, he will come back to my spiritual world. All the festivals that you perform here about Sri Krishna, for Sri Krishna's pleasure, all those chain of festivals, you will be celebrating with Krishna in the spiritual world after we end this life. You don't have to come birth again. Yatva deham pudarjanma naiti mamiti so Arjuna. Hey Arjuna, be sure that you will not come back in the material world once you become my devotee. Once you surrender to me, you offer your life to me, offer your love and devotion to me, I will become yours. I will become your servant. And he has proved it. He becomes charitable of Arjuna. Right? What he has not become? He has danced with the claps of gopis. He has served them. He has served the cows who are his devotees. He has pleased Mother Yashoda. He has become a small baby and played in her courtyard to give her great pleasure. He drowned all the Brijvasis in the ocean and the ponds of love as servant. So love purchases the Lord. It's the only commodity by which you can buy the Lord. So please develop that love. That love is the goal of our life. To develop that love for Supreme Personality of Godhead is a very purpose of life. By the way, we can become engineers, we can become doctors, we can become, you know, managers and become controllers of the state, of the country, politicians, we can become as grand as possible in the material world as our duty, no problem at all. But the goal of life, by the way, when you are doing all these duties, is to develop love for the Lord. Prema Kumartu Maham. For that purpose, this human life is given. And when you achieve that love for the Lord, our human life is successful. Prema Kumartho Mahan. The ultimate purpose of life is fulfilled. So let us all celebrate by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much for listening attentively. Hare Krishna.